All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
And I'm going to tell you, I have got probably a dozen requests in my email asking for me to do a Pimped Heart Wastitute Steven Crowder edition. As tempting as that might be, I am in the business of trying to keep people from self-deleting. He is going through one hell of a roller coaster right now, and I myself am a warrior. I operate under a fairly strict code of honor, and I'm not going to dogpile on that guy. I'm not going to do it. Will there be a Pimped Heart Wastitute in the future? More than likely, yes, but I am going to let the dust settle, probably wait about 18 to 24 months at a minimum, because I do not want to be the guy who is the straw that breaks the camel's back. That doesn't serve anyone at all. As everyone knows, I myself am divorced, and I've been divorced roughly since, I believe, 2007, early 2008. And I did not get stuck having to pay, you know, $25,000 a month in support or alimony or any of that crazy shit. I was reduced to homelessness, and I almost paid the ultimate price, meaning that the hopelessness of the situation was so overwhelming it almost got me. And if it could do that to me, it could do it to anyone. So keep that rolling around in the back of your head. Now, if you really want to get into detail in regards to what's going on with that whole situation, you can tune into Better Bachelor. I just watched his video, and he's pretty much spot on. What can I say? The guy is a good creator. He's very thorough. He's being about as kind as he can be, I guess, in this circumstance. But let's face it, gentlemen. This is a blaring example of the women of today and the marriage market, or lack thereof. Divorce, separation from your children, and all of the pain and agony that accompanies that is leading to one of the leading indicators or forces that's causing a lot of people to unalive themselves. Losing your children and getting them 4 days a month, you know, that's reprehensible, and that is the standard agreement today. You're going to hear all kinds of things like best interest of the child, which no court in America can actually define. And when you do look at the statistics of the single mothers and basically the results of this tragic experiment that we've been doing for the past 40 or 50 years, you will see that single mothers have packed the prisons, nut houses, and cemeteries at record speed. They broke the family, and we are seeing the results of that right now. And it's going to probably devolve into one huge chaotic nut roll. And I'm going to be honest, if it gets to that point and you're one of the people shaking the jar, and you know who you are, you're in for a world of hurt, because I'm using history as an example. Now, in my regards, the whole system was weaponized against me. Family was turned against me. I lost virtually all of my friends, or let's correct that, people who I thought were my friends. My ex-wife killed my six-year-old chocolate lab, or at best gave him away, I did everything I could to find that dang dog, and I couldn't, and that will be a scar upon my heart for the rest of my days. Now, fortunately, I've used all that negative energy, angry, and dare I say hatred, to do something positive, meaning I flipped the script on it, turned it into comedy, and I'm now up to 543 lives saved using nothing but logic, reason, and comedy.
You think you disgusting pukes have what it takes to become a black belt in administrative violence? Ha ha ha! I don't think so.
The funniest webinars on the internet are back, for a limited time only. Until Father's Day, you can get both the Working Man's Survival Guide and Administrative Violence Divorce and Custody Edition for $65. also known as the 65 and out plan.
Yeah!
That is if you listen to the Popster and you invest your money wisely.
Over 5 hours of hilarious and informative content that will not only make you laugh yourself sick, but you'll learn how to turn bureaucracy into your female breeding dog at the same time. Scan the QR code on the screen, or click on the link tree in the MeatGazer box to get your digital downloads today. Be sure to keep the link on the confirmation screen, or if you lose it, send us your receipts and we'll make sure you get what's yours.
That's all you're getting out of me.
Remember, this offer is only good until Father's Day of 2024 and includes both of these fantastic webinars. So what are you waiting for, Redneck Hillary? Well, if you insist.
Now, we're going to talk a little about the Crowder situation, just a little bit. People from within his organization stabbing him in the back. Individuals that I'm sure he thought of as friends have stabbed him in the back. There's probably some division within his very own family with regards to the rumor mill craziness that's going on. And on top of all of that, the huge financial nut roll that he's going to be in for probably 16 plus years. I mean, let's face it, you know, he's worth I wouldn't say a lot of money, but he's worth enough money to bleed the turnip dry if you understand the meaning of that. Now, the way I see it, the women of today know exactly what they're doing. They come pre-programmed. It's on the board behind me with how to execute these vicious attacks and literally ruin your goddamn life. That's one of the main reasons why I did administrative violence, divorce edition for the men out there, because most guys are caught completely unprepared by surprise. And they are constrained with that four-letter word, L-O-V-E, which really should spell F-U-C-K. They hold back, fighting back against it because, you know, she was once or will soon be the ex-wife. And there's deep emotional connections there. Gentlemen, if you find yourself in this situation, you need to be able to flip your script in your mind 180 degrees. The woman that you married is now your enemy and should be treated with all of the rights and privileges that that title conveys, short of violence, of course. We're trying to remain civil here. Okay, so behind me you see what I have here. I got the courts, friends, family, reputation, business, moral destruction. It's a multi-pronged attack that the women of the West use on the regular to secure the bag and get the cash and prizes. And we're going to go down this list, starting off with the courts. The family courts have literally been corrupted, in my opinion, by the forces of darkness. Because anything that can weaponize love and hope against you, in my opinion, is the blackest of evils. And mainly, the courts operate under sympathy, mercy, and compassion. But none of those things are applied to the man. That is why, in my opinion, 93% of the time, no matter what happens, the mother gets the children. Once that happens, you are literally turned into a wage slave. Now, the reason I said the 93-7, when you look it up online, it'll be 85-15. But when I sat in on courts and monitored a lot of these fiascos while I was going through my divorce, let's face it, 7% of the time, the father is awarded the children because the mother didn't show up in court. So if you back that out, it is 93-7 or 92-8. However the math works out, either way, it's radically tipped against you from the beginning. Next, friends. I remember getting married and I had all of these friends or people I thought were my friends. And then, you know, the big D started and I found out who actually had my back and who didn't. I basically wrote off 8 people out of 10 who I thought were my friends, because they really weren't. You know the people that you talk to on the regular, and the minute you go through the divorce, all of a sudden they're radio silent. They were never your friend. It is going to be a huge cluster screw of epic proportion as soon as you hear the words, "I'm not happy," because you know the big D is coming down the pipe. All right, next, family. Something that is very nefarious that women are exceptionally good at doing, especially when children are involved. All right, in my own family, my very own sister put a knife in my back in favor of my ex-wife, who murdered my dog and turned me into a slave, made me homeless, ruined pretty much the last two-thirds of my life. All right, now I'm not going to get on the soapbox and play a banjo and turn this into a country song, but I'm just telling you that when you go through the big D, when children are involved, you can expect the female members of your family to stab you in the back. I'm just preparing you all for that right now. It's probably going to happen, especially if children are involved, okay? I don't know what it is about children and women, but the minute a child shows up, women lose their goddamn minds. The logic goes out the window. It's all emotional decisions. And maybe they'll come out of that fog 1, 2, or 3 decades later, which is way too late. So be prepared for that as well. Okay, next, reputation. A lot of women, and I would say at the behest of their attorneys, will pull out the abuse allegations, because let's face it, feminism has warped the definition of abuse to mean absolutely everything. You don't give her a credit card, financial abuse. You make a comment that maybe, you know, she should run a few and lose some LBSs, it's emotional abuse. Every single thing you do around a woman, even if you're not married, if you're living with her or you're married to her, they can literally classify as abuse and use it against you to get sympathy, mercy, and compassion out of the corrupt family courts, who will basically fire a harpoon into your ass and turn you into a slave. I've talked to, in the past 15 years, probably thousands of people who got crucified in court based on accusations alone. Now, a lot of times you will get justification from the judges saying, well, I'm erring on the side of caution. But by the time the divorce is done, it's been a year, year and a half, and guess what? They don't want to disturb status quo. The man is written out of the equation based on an accusation. Happens on the regular. When they make these accusations, most people are going to jump to conclusions in regards to your reputation. People have lost jobs, couldn't get hired, have been evicted from their house, either through a PPO or a landlord or a family member. You know, it happened to me. There was no PPO, but, you know, I basically, after my ex-wife killed my dog, I had to leave the house because that was such an emotional travesty that I had no option but to leave just to maintain my composure and self-control. Thank God good Pop was in the driver's seat that day, because that was probably one of the worst days of my life. To date, I'm sure there'll be worse days, but that was a pretty bad one. It's obvious that Crowder's soon-to-be ex-wife had been planning this for quite some time. I would say 18 months to 2 years. That is pretty nefarious. And I don't really understand how women can just turn a switch. Everything turns off, and they literally start scheming to scuttle you and ruin your life. I just don't understand it. Maybe it's some kind of programming from caveman days. I don't know. I'm not a biologist or a psychologist. And quite literally, it's not really worth my time to dig into. But Crowder took a huge hit to his reputation because of this, and it's going to be hard for him to climb out of this hole. Next. Business and employment. It is very common for soon-to-be ex-wives to call your employer to get you fired, make accusations or overestimate your income where you can't even afford to run your business. Happens all of the time. Crowder runs a pretty big operation, and the fact that he's getting a lot of his income impounded and his reputation is taking a big hit, this is going to be very hard for him to come back from. I hope he does. He's not going to get any static from me, and we'll just leave it at that. Finally, number 6, moral destruction. Now, this is one thing I always tell guys who are heading down this tunnel of doom. If you have anything of sentimental value in the house, you need to remove it. Take it somewhere else. Pictures, guns, knives, anything with sentimental value, because it will be sold, destroyed, or quote-unquote lost. The moral destruction for me was the dog. And it was specifically done to try to get me to flip out so she could get the nuclear win. I did not allow that to happen. But even to this day, 16 plus years later-ish, I still walk around with a huge gaping hole in my soul because of the whole murdering of my dog. And I'll never get over that, and I've accepted it. So what I'm trying to say here, gentlemen, is this. If you are with a woman right now, and you're getting love bombed, and you're starting to get the hints dropped from her family, your family, yeah, you should just make it legal and marry her. You're out of your goddamn mind. We've seen billionaires, millionaires eviscerated in family and divorce court on the regular. If you're a normal dude pulling down between 30 and 60 grand a year, because that's where most people fall on the income range, you're literally going to live in the street. How do I know that? I lived in the street myself for a little over 6 months. Let me correct that. I lived out of my car for 6 months, plus a little bit of change until I was able to get back into the Army. And it sucks. It really does. Now, I stayed in my car 2 or 3 days, and then I'd crash on somebody's couch, and I'd move it around because I did not want to be a burden. It is what it is. So, gentlemen, pay attention to what's going on out there with the Crowder situation. Do not fall for the bullshit, okay? And Steven Crowder, I am not going to give you any static. I support you 100% in this endeavor that you're on. I hope you stay on the right side of the lawn. And if you want to talk at all, just let me know. I'll send you my cell phone. Nothing will be recorded and nothing will be disclosed. I don't play those silly games. You guys take it easy.